Hello, my friends. Welcome back to English Unleashed. I'm Tom, and today I'm not alone. I have a new colleague with me.
Hi, everyone. I'm Becky, and I'm so happy to join Tom today.
Great to have you here, Becky. Today, we want to talk about something very important in learning English. It's not grammar. It's not vocabulary. It's not a book or an app. It's motivation.
Motivation is the missing piece for many learners. Maybe you start learning, but then you stop after a few days.
Maybe you feel bored or you lose energy. Many people think the problem is the material, the book, the app.
Or the teacher.
Yeah, exactly. But often, the real problem is motivation.
So, Tom, what do you mean by motivation?
That's a very good question. Motivation is the energy that pushes you forward. Without motivation, learning feels heavy. With motivation, learning feels exciting. And today, Becky and I will help you find your motivation, your why.
Yes, and I love that you say your why, because your why is your personal reason. It's the answer to the question, why do I learn English? For many learners, the answer is not clear. They say, English is useful. But Tom, don't you think that's too general?
Yeah, it is too general. Your why must be something close to your heart, something that touches your life. For example, maybe your why is travel. You want to visit new countries, order food, or ask for directions, and make friends.
Or maybe it is career, right? You want a better job or confidence in international meetings.
Or maybe your why is passion. You love English music. You love English movies or books, and you want to enjoy them without translation.
All these reasons are good. But the best why, the best reason, is the one that feels strong to you. It makes you smile and gives you energy when you think about it.
That's a great explanation, Becky. Now let's talk about two kinds of motivation. The first one is external motivation. External means outside, okay? This is when someone else gives you the reason. For example, a teacher says you must study for the exam, or a boss says you need better English for your job. This motivation can be strong at the beginning. You feel pressure, so you study hard. But here is the problem. It usually doesn't last very long. After the exam, the pressure is gone. When the boss stops asking, the reason goes away. It disappears. And when the reason disappears, your energy to study disappears too.
Yeah, I have seen this with many students. They study hard before an exam. But when the exam is finished, they close the book and stop learning. That is external motivation. But Tom, I'm interested in the second type of motivation. The second type is different. It is called internal motivation.
So, what does internal mean, Becky?
Well, internal means inside, okay? External means outside. Internal means inside. This motivation comes from your heart, your dreams, your own goals. Maybe you want to travel and talk with people in other countries. Maybe you want to feel proud that you can learn another language. These reasons are yours. Nobody can take them away. You just love learning. You're doing it for yourself. That's why internal motivation lasts longer. It doesn't disappear quickly. It doesn't go away quickly. It stays with you because it connects with your life. Even if there is no exam, no teacher, or no boss, you continue because it matters to you. Think of it like this. External motivation is like the wind that pushes you when you walk. It helps. But if the wind stops, you stop too. Internal motivation is like a fire inside your chest. The fire keeps burning all the time. It gives you heat and light. That fire is your why.
That's such a clear picture, Becky. I really love that. Now, let's give our listeners something practical. A daily practice. This practice is very simple and only takes 5 minutes, but it can give you motivation for the whole day. It has 3 steps. Connect with your reason. Imagine your future and take one small action. Okay? Let's go through them. Step 1. Connect with your reason. Every morning, ask yourself, why am I learning English? Then answer. Say it out loud or write it down. For example, I'm learning English because I want to travel with confidence.
Or, I'm learning English because I want to feel proud of myself.
Don't worry if your English is short or not perfect. Just say it. When you say it every day, it becomes stronger in your mind.
Step 2 is imagination. Imagination means seeing pictures in your mind. Close your eyes for 1 minute. Imagine your future. Imagine you are in another country. Speaking English in a restaurant, ordering food without stress. Imagine yourself in a work meeting. Imagine yourself sharing your ideas clearly. Imagine yourself laughing with international friends. Make the picture bright in your mind. Hear your voice. Feel your body relaxed and confident. This imagination makes your why real.
And then we have step 3, action. Every day, do one small thing in English.
It doesn't have to be big. Listen to a short podcast. Write 3 sentences. Learn 1 new word or describe your breakfast in English. I am eating bread. I am drinking tea. These actions are small, but they are powerful.
Yeah, and Becky, some people might think, only 3 sentences? Only 1 word? That's too small. But no, small is strong. If you try to study for 2 hours every day, maybe you stop after 3 days. But if you do 5 minutes every day, you can continue for weeks, months, even years. That is why small steps work. Think of exercise. If you run for 1 hour one day, but then stop for a month, you don't get strong. But if you walk 10 minutes every day, your body gets healthier. The same is true for English. Small steps, repeated daily, create strength.
Exactly. And let's also talk about mistakes. Mistakes are a big reason learners lose motivation. Many learners are afraid of mistakes. They think, my grammar is bad, my pronunciation is bad, so they stay quiet. But the truth is, mistakes are part of learning. They are not bad. They help you grow. Mistakes can be teachers.
That's so true. And remember, making mistakes is also a sign of courage and progress. Courage means you are brave. Speaking when you are not sure is brave. Most people in the world never try to learn another language. But you are trying. Every mistake is proof that you are strong and special. And mistakes don't stay forever. They are temporary.
Yeah, and sometimes mistakes even bring you closer to people. You laugh together. They help you. Maybe they correct you kindly. That small connection happens because of the mistake.
So let's change how we see mistakes. They are not problems. They are practice. They are courage. They are temporary.
So let's review. Motivation is often the missing piece in English learning. External motivation, such as exams, teachers, or pressure, is useful but short. Internal motivation, your personal why, is stronger and longer. You can strengthen your why with a simple daily practice.
Say your reason.
Imagine your future.
Take small action. Small actions build habits.
Habits build confidence, and confidence builds fluency.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of English Unleashed. I'm Tom.
And I'm Becky.
And we believe in you. So until next time, keep going, keep practicing, and keep finding your why.
Bye for now.